Good morning, everyone. It is great to see you all here. We have a special service today, and for you visitors that are with us, maybe coming up and seeing the colors, we're glad that you're with us today. We're going to have a little luncheon later, and you are more than welcome to join us. Got to grab my notes here. But anyway, the reason this service is so special today, it is Youth Sunday here. And joining our youth, who will also be participating in the service, is a youth group from Bloomingdale, Michigan. And that's kind of halfway between South Haven and Kalamazoo in southwestern Michigan. And the reason that we are familiar with the Bloomingdale youth is when Christy used to do the Vesper Cruise with our youth, and this is 25 years ago when we first met Jim Vrukalich, and Christy would go around, and the Vesper Cruise was a boat ride on Sunday nights that would go under the Mackinac Bridge. We would watch the sunset, we would sing hymns going out to the bridge and coming back, and we would have a pastor give a short meditation. And she would go around and see where people were from. And one of the first times we did it, she went and one young person said they're from Bloomingdale, another one said Bloomingdale, a third one said Bloomingdale, a fourth one said Bloomingdale, and she said, well, who's all here from Bloomingdale? And about 25 or 30 kids all got up, yeah, we are! So every year we were fortunate to have the kids from the Bloomingdale Youth Group on our Vesper Cruise, and the reason they were there is because Jim takes his youth group up to Wilderness State Park every year, and they camp for a week, and they have Bible studies and devotionals, and at night a worship service around the campfire every night, and it's a wonderful thing. And as far as youth ministry, Jim has done this for 51 years, and that is just amazing. I just think of all the youth that he has touched over that many years. And he also, if you see him, you can call him Duke, because he's the big guy, just like John Wayne the Duke was. So anyway, and like I said, after the service, we're going to have a lunch with them out in the fellowship hall. And there is going to be a basket there if you're led to give them a donation to help cover their costs for coming up here in the motel and everything. And we're going to dismiss the two youth groups first after the service. Let them go out, because the youth from Bloomingdale are all going to sit kind of at different tables. And that way you can sit down and get to know one of them better, and they can get to know us better. And so anyway, we are really blessed today. We've been blessed with God's beauty, and I've just been struck by the colors this year. And also, you know, we've had the harvest moon, the hunter moon, different meteors and planets going by the moon close, and the northern lights. So we're blessed with his beauty. We're going to be blessed spiritually today with these young people, and physically with some food afterwards. And so that brings me to a verse in the Bible. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Okay, and I have a few announcements to make. And the first announcement I'm going to make is if you have a prayer card, a prayer request, I need you to fill that out now, because we're after the birthdays, we're going to have an opening prayer, and I want to include those things then. So we're bumping that up. So if you have one, fill it out now. Basically, check your bulletins for the announcements. A couple I want to highlight is Pastor Appreciation Month, and next week we're going to be giving a monetary gift to Pastor Dave. So if you haven't contributed to that yet, you can put an envelope marked for him in the collection plate. And And also, remember to fill out your stewardship envelopes. That is also, I think, going to be presented next week. And if you don't have one and need one, there's some on the back table. And also, as far as the offering, we're not going to have our regular offertory time today, but there is an offering plate on the back tables where you can give as you leave. And then there is going to be a celebration of life for Andrea Sarto, which is being put on by her co-workers and friends, and it's going to be on November 3 between 2 and 6 p.m. in Boyne City. And next week we'll have in the bulletin the address, and food will be provided there, but they do want you to take your own beverage. So there'll be more information on it in the bulletin next week, but it's November 3 from 2 to 6 in Boyne City. So does anybody else have any announcements that need to be made? Go ahead, Chuck.
Okay, since our Pastor Dave's not here, he'd usually do this, but Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m., the Lions is having their annual soup and a bread bowl dinner at the Pancake Chef. Ginny and I both have tickets, so after the service, you can get your tickets, or you can get them at the door.
Good morning. Real quick, the inserts in your bulletin for the hurricane relief drive. I guess that there's two hurricane relief drives here at the church. So for this one, it's going to be for Sheplers. So in the memos on your check, or if you put the donation in an envelope, please write Sheplers Hurricane Relief Fund. Thank you.
I would like to share something with all of you today. I got a call from Roxanne Strebe last night. And as of yesterday afternoon, she wanted me to update you that Carl is in a peaceful sleep and that the Lord has taken good care of his faithful servant. So she would like prayers for Carl and the family. He is in his final hours. So,
okay, any other announcements? Then we will go and do our birthdays and anniversaries, and we'll sing the birthdays on that side and the anniversaries on this side, and we're going to sing it a cappella because we don't have an organist today, which was planned that way. And so Jim's going to start us off, even though it's his birthday, so you guys sing hard to him today. But I said I would get us off of probably about four octaves wrong, so he's going to take us off. Okay, if you have a green prayer card, you can pass it to the center, and it'll be picked up. And does anybody else have any prayer requests that you'd like to speak, and we'll get a... Okay, this is from Bill and Dana Marvin. The person needing prayer is Danielle Black, who's a relative, and she is going back to Anderson Cancer Center in Texas for follow-up to her cancer surgery. and from Michelle Williams, prays for the positive results so far and prayers for continued positive test results. Well, that's great news. And for Ed Palankas, he is having another surgery this week to try to save his foot. And go ahead, Kathy.
Thank you, Ken. A good friend of mine from years ago when I worked at Burns Clinic, her husband called me Wednesday afternoon or evening and to let me know that she had what Charlie always referred to, and thank goodness he survived, was a widowmaker. And she was 68 years. I'm going to miss her laugh. So for Colette Reynolds, I'm so thankful that the youth are here today to sing some praise, and because she would be singing right along with y'all. Thank you.
Anyone else? Yes, Jennifer.
Expensive mouth surgery coming up, but last Sunday I just randomly Googled like a car that would be fun to drive. Not necessarily, you know, logical, but the car that I now own came up on the Google search, which wasn't the one I Googled, but it was in my monthly budget, and God, it was all God. He provided me a safe car, and I'm so thankful.
Wonderful. Awesome. Okay, if there's no others, would you please join me in a word of prayer? Well, Lord, we thank you so much for this day, for the opportunity to worship you, and we thank you for these young people that have come from downstate to help us worship today and to give their testimonies. And Lord, we just pray that you would be with each one of them, calm their fears if they have any, and let them know that we're all brothers and sisters in Christ and how much we appreciate them and are encouraged to see young people who are on fire for you. And the Lord, we also, during this month of pastor appreciation, want to thank you so much for the ministry of Dave and Lisa Wallace here in our church. Lord, he's led us for many years, and we hope for many more. And Lord, we just ask that you would continue to be with them and help them as they minister to us. And we just praise you for how he shares your word with us every week and inspires us. And the Lord, we're just so thankful that they've have a chance to have some vacation time. May they be refreshed. And the Lord, we just pray that you would give them safe travel as they come home, and that they feel ready to continue taking on the tasks that they have here in Mackinac City. And the Lord, we just want to bring before you Carl and Roxy today. Oh, Lord, it sounds like Carl's time here on this earth is very short. We know, Lord, that he is ready. And we praise you that he was able to write a book of his testimony and his time that he's already spent in heaven many years ago. And, oh, Lord, we know he's ready and waiting to be in your arms and back in heaven. And the Lord, we just thank you for his life and his testimony, and just pray that you would be with Roxy in a very special way. And Lord, we also think of those who have recently lost loved ones, for Nathan Bennett, for Judy Holbert, for Marita Archer. Lord, just continue to wrap your arms around them and show them your love. And the Lord, we also ask that you would be with the family of Kathy's friend, Colette Reynolds, as she has passed away. And the Lord, we're just grateful to know that she loved you as her Lord and Savior and would be singing and praising you. And Lord, we also want to remember those that are going through illness at this time. We pray that you would be with them, comfort them, be with the doctors that treat them. And the Lord, think especially of Jennifer Dexel Davis, who is fighting lung cancer. And the Lord, we just pray that a new treatment that she will be starting will be successful. Lord, we know you're the great physician, and we just pray that you would perform a miracle and would heal her, and just be with those doctors that care for her. And Lord, be with Danielle Black as she is also going back to Texas for follow-up on her cancer surgery. And Lord, we just pray that she would get a good report. And be with Ed Palancas as he is going through another foot surgery, Lord. And we just pray that they would be able to save his foot. And Lord, we thank you for the positive news that we could hear from Michelle Williams, that her test results so far have been going well. And the other ones that are coming up, Lord, we pray for those same results. And Lord, we also want to praise you for providing for us. And we thank you that Jennifer was able to find a car that she was looking for. Lord, it's you work in many ways in our lives and help things to go smoothly and answer prayers all the time. And Lord, just help us to be grateful for that. And again, Lord, just thank you for your awesomeness and beauty and nature and just showing your hand to us. Lord, just be with everyone participating in this service. We thank you for everyone that is here. And Lord, just bless us and be with us. We thank you in your name. Amen. Okay, now we are going to sing our first song. And the song deals with testimony. And the song name is My Jesus. Probably many of us may not know it, but the words will be up there. You can follow along, and there's one reoccurring phrase that if you don't sing anything else, you can do this one, and it's, "Let me tell you about my Jesus."
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? Cause shame's done all it's stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And let my Jesus change your life. Years until the past to disappear. Oh, let me tell you about my Jesus and all the wrong turns that you would go on to if you could. Who can work it all for your good? Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me
tell you about my Jesus. Oh, he makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus.
Seated. In hearing that song, it also reminded me of another song. I have a favorite group of singers, contemporary music, called Phillips, Craig, and Dean. They've been around for a long time, but they also were all individual youth pastors in their church, and they got together, and the song I was thinking of, it says, "Can I Get a Witness?" And the song talks about all the miracles that Jesus did while he was on earth and what he did for us by dying on the cross. And the chorus says, "Can I get a witness? Is anybody here going to testify? Stand and shout what Jesus Christ has done for you in days gone by. Can I get a witness? Does anybody here want to stand up for the Lord, rise and speak the truth? Can I get a witness?" And the last verse said, "We could sit so quietly and never make a sound, but someone out there, and also in here, needs to hear what he's done for you." And I think of these young people. They're going to be our witnesses. They're the ones brave enough to stand up and to testify. And just thank you for your willingness to do this. And now I am going to turn the rest of the service over to the young people. And I'm first going to introduce you to the assistant youth director in Bloomingdale. And that is Josh Pilotti. Thank you, Josh.
I'm a shorter guy. Hello. Thanks for welcoming us to your church. This is a really cool thing to be able to do, a really cool opportunity. We're always up here in the summertime. Now we're coming up in the fall, and on the way up here, it was just a beautiful drive. So thanks for welcoming us. As was said, my name is Josh Pilotti, and I'm the assistant director at this youth ministry down in Bloomingdale called Christian Fellowship. I stepped into this position in May this year. My background happens to be I just graduated, I don't know why I'm pointing this way, actually out west, at Frontier School of the Bible in Wyoming. I just graduated in May, like I said, and then at the end of May, I stepped into this position here. I grew up here, in Bloomingdale, going to CF as a high school student myself. I was actually here in this church in 2018. I was putting on a skit for you guys. Well, if you were here, you guys. At this church, and that was a really cool opportunity during that summer of 2018. But the ministry of CF itself, like they've said, Duke Jim Vukolich has been doing this for over 50 years. So it's been cool to work alongside of him now and be able to minister with him. And yeah, we've been doing this thing for 51 years as a ministry. These guys are coming up to share their testimonies, right? The story of how God has worked in their life. And so without more talking, I'll just introduce the first testimony we have up, which looks like Josie Bull. So, thanks.
Good morning, everyone. First of all, before I begin, I just want to say thank you for welcoming me and the rest of my group up here to share our stories of how God's been so faithful in our life. We really appreciate the opportunity. So like Josh said, my name is Josie Bull. I am a homeschooled senior this year, and I was born and raised in Southwest Michigan. If you would have asked me if I would have been up here about a year ago sharing my story, I would have said, absolutely not. My story is boring. But over the past couple months, the Lord has really been teaching me that if you are a Christian, you are born again, you are a new creation, and he's given you a story for a reason, and he has given it to you to share with other people. So I was born and raised in a Christian home. I was a pastor's kid for most of my childhood, so I always grew up in the church. Ever since I can remember, I loved God, I loved worshiping, I loved praying, I loved going to church, but I think I never really fully understood what it meant to have your own faith. I always thought that if my parents are going to heaven, that meant I was going to heaven. So I accepted Christ into my heart when I was about 6 years old. I was sitting on the couch with my parents, and I asked them, how do you get to heaven? Because I was curious, and they explained it to me, and that day I prayed and accepted Christ into my heart. Later that day, my dad and I were running errands, and he took me to this store, and he said, today is such a special day, you can pick out any candy bar you want. And I remember I picked out a York Peppermint Patty, and I asked him, why is today such a special day? And he told me, because this is the day you accepted Christ in your heart, and now you're a Christian. You might not understand why it's so important, but someday you will. And now I understand with full confidence why it was so important, because that was the day that I became a child of God. So there's kind of a huge gap in my story between the age of 6 and the age of 12. I still went to church, but I started getting very bored with it. I didn't read my Bible. I would fall asleep during church. There was just something missing. And around that time, too, I was a very fear-filled child. I was very worried. I was very anxious. I was very superstitious. And my anxiety started getting to a point where it was very crippling. I was very scared about death. I was very scared about Jesus coming back. Every time my parents left somewhere, I was worried they were going to die, or I was worried Jesus was going to come back, and I didn't want that yet. I didn't fully trust his timing, and I was scared. I remember crying on my floor sometimes because I was just so anxious, and it felt like chains weighing me down. So that went on for a very long time, and I was in seventh grade when COVID hit. And COVID brought a lot of conspiracies. There was a lot of conspiracies about the world ending, and that brought me so much fear. It really just felt like chains weighing me down, and I decided that I needed to fix it. I needed to find something to change it. So I started clinging to the Lord. I started reading my Bible. I started praying, and that's when I really started to feel the anxiety kind of trickle away. And I still do feel it from time to time because we live in a broken world and there is still sin in the world. But the Lord has given me so much peace. It really feels like he broke the chains off of me and I can live in peace now. There's a popular worship song and a couple of the lyrics that really I feel like are a testament to what the Lord has done in my life is, I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. And I feel like since finding Jesus, and since really clinging to his word, I don't have to be a slave to the fear and the anxiety that was weighing me down because I am a child of God, and I can rest assured that I am his child and that he will give me the peace that surpasses all understanding. And the Lord has been so faithful in my life, and I think sometimes he just really wanted me to seek him. He was always there. His hand was always there, but he wanted me to grab it. And it took me 6 or 7 years to grab his hand and to seek his face. But he really was faithful all along and brought me so much peace. And yeah, that is my story, and thank you for letting me share it.
My name's Josh Odell, and I'm going to start with kind of like my background and my parents. My parents met in high school. They were high school sweethearts. And my dad went to Bible college. And then my mom went with him, and they got married. They never kissed before marriage. And then they went to Bible school. And then they actually had me while they were out west in the same Bible school Josh Pilati goes to. So I was in a very Christian, per se, home. from a young age, I mean, just it felt like we lived at the church. It was church, 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 from every event, everything. And then about when I was 4 years old, I don't remember much, but I was saved with my mom. I, like, remember what chair in the room I was in, but that's about it. And then I kind of lived my elementary life. I'm a normal church kid, always went on Sundays, always did every extra thing. And in middle school, I started kind of like doing prayer groups at school, kind of evolved from that. And then COVID hit, and COVID kind of struck me. Because all this, it was the end of my seventh grade year, and all of a sudden, no friends, no nothing. And I felt alone. I was very confused. I wondered, like, why would God do this? Is God real? And then I finally had the conclusion in my head that I was not going to go to heaven, but I was just going to help other people get there because I didn't understand it. And I had that for about a month to 2 months until I went to middle school CF camp, which is on a lake. And we were playing Capture the Flag, and we got done playing Capture the Flag, and we went to go to our worship campfire. And then all of a sudden it started storming, like really, really bad. And the only thing we could do is worship, really, because it was so loud. So we were just singing praise to God. And in the back of the tent, that's when I rededicated my life. And then went throughout that eighth grade year, living pretty good. And then my freshman year, I started hearing a lot of sayings of, oh, he's just a pastor's kid. Don't tell him this, he's a pastor's kid. Don't show him this, he's a pastor's kid. And that started weighing down on me a lot of, oh, he's just a pastor's kid. And I just wanted to be a normal kid. So I started looking at what they were looking at, saying what they were saying. And it led to not good things. For most of my high school, I was addicted to porn. And that just had a hold on me. Finally, last February, I gave that to God. And he wanted me to do a talk to our youth group on accountability partners and being broken and showing your brokenness to others and being open about it so you guys can keep each other accountable. And then all of a sudden I'm like, well, if God wants me to talk about this, I should probably do this. So I got an accountability partner, and we still talk to each other. He's actually going to share his testimony later on. And that was really cool to see how God works and sets everything up. And that's my testimony. So.
Hi, guys. I'm Isaac. I grew up in southwestern Michigan in a nice, loving Christian home. My dad was a youth teacher in the church, and my mom was also a helper. I've basically been in the church my entire life, ever since I can remember. I went through multiple different buildings and different teachers, and it was all fun to me. From a young age, I loved God and loved being in the church, serving. I was serving in the little kids ministry for as long as I can remember. As soon as I got that opportunity, I was in. And throughout elementary and into middle school, my walk with God was, it looked like it was okay on the outside, but it really wasn't, because I wasn't living my own faith. It was like my parents' faith. I was just doing it for them and for the show. Like, I would tell other people I'm a Christian, but I wasn't really on the inside. So, in my middle school years, I felt like I was struggling with that, and I was feeling like guilt, and I was like, am I really a Christian? Am I really do I really have it inside of me? And I was going to CF, our youth group, like my 6th grade year, my 7th grade year, 8th grade, the COVID hit, and we stopped going to CF because it was online, and I didn't really want to do that. So it went back up. CF started going. People started coming back. We could go in person again, and I started making excuses about how I didn't want to go to CF, or like I would say I have basketball practice, so I can't go to CF, when in reality, I was just like sitting at home on the couch or something. So I was like making excuses why not to go to CF, and I felt like my parents were dragging me to church because I didn't want to be there anymore. I was just struggling with like where my faith was as a person. So when I got into my high school, my 9th grade year, I still wasn't going to CF, but my good friends here, a couple of them are in the front row, they kept inviting me back to CF, and the end of my freshman year in high school, I came back for the first time, and I was like, oh, this isn't so bad. So I started coming back, and throughout that time, I was also dealing with like lustful thoughts and desires, looking at women in the wrong way. And when I was going to CF, I remember one of the leaders gave a talk about that, and I was like, I was feeling really guilty. And I remember I went home and talked to my dad, and it was just, he helped me through that, and it was like a hook, like controlling me. And so I gave it to God, repent, and felt like I was freed, like the chains were gone. And so that year, we went to CF camp my sophomore year over in Wilderness State Park. And I remember, like near the end of camp, I rededicated my life, and I felt like I was on a straight path. Me and God were like tight, we were good. And fast forward to last year, my junior year in high school, I run track and do pole vault, and during my season, I've like trained all season for the state finals, and I finally made it to the state finals. I was all happy, ready to go, and one practice, I fall and break my hand right before the state finals. And I remember I was like thinking, it's like, God, why did you let me break my hand right before the state finals? Or I was like, I was just mad at God. And my dad told me that during that time, the way with that I dealt with it, I was praying about it, I was just, the Lord let me show my dad through that situation that there's like different ways to deal with it, and that God can use anything that you give to him for his purpose. So even though I broke my hand and wasn't able to compete, my dad told me that it changed his life, and the way I dealt with that and that God helped me through that, like showed him something, like a key piece to his life. So I want to share some scripture in Romans 8:28 that I found when I broke my hand. It says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." So during that time, I was looking at that scripture and I was thinking, if I just give it to God, he will use it for his good and his glory. And he did. So that's my testimony.
Well, thank you all for being here today, and thank you to the visiting youth group. I love hearing all of their testimonies so far. As most of you know, in the Church of the Straits, we have a youth group here, but our youth group is more younger youth, okay? And it's nice to see a little bit older group be here and testify, especially to our kids here. A lot of you know that I'm better downstairs with the kids than up on the mic, so this is always a little bit challenging for me, but if they can do it, I can do it. I'm going to welcome our youth group up here on stage. I'm just going to say a few things, then we're going to have a slideshow, and they're going to do a reading out of the Bible. For people that don't know, we have children's church after children's time, usually on every Sunday, and we go down and we are learning the fundamentals of the Bible. So they're going to be sharing their reading. So I first want to thank the congregation and the parents that contribute to our youth group. Thank you for donating not only donations of money, but your time. Parents, it's, you know, I know that you're busy, and to take that time out to help your kids get to know God is very important, probably the most important thing you can do for your child. So thank you for that. With our youth group, we have the children in the church, and they're not all here today. We have a kind of a small group today, but so the ones that we do have are, it's good. But we also do an outreach with the community, and we have missions that we do. So if you guys would like any more information on that, I have flyers on the back table. And I think that that's pretty much all I have to say as far as just wanted to say thank you to everybody. And then Roger is going to play our slideshow that has, it just recaps a bunch of the things that we've done in our youth group and in the community throughout the year.